Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Rav Michael Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk about the right, left, and what's in between, maybe find the way to understand why do we hate the other side so much? Why are we so torn up from within, and we don't see any good on the horizon? Why is it happening, and how can we make things better? Be with us, Tal, please. Yeah, on the last show, we heard a very interesting explanation that the fact there is right and left on the social political map here in Israel is a result of two forces that are operating in reality, forces of right and left, and there's no good or bad here, but these are simply two natural phenomena that we have to come to know inside ourselves, inside others, and see how can we build a harmony out of this whole thing. And I wanted to understand how do these two forces operate in society, and what's the connection between these operating forces and the formulating political views in society? Why are there rightist opinions, leftist opinions, and why do these opinions make us not be able to see the connection between us? Why is it when I have a completely different opinion than someone else, he is 1,000 miles away from me, I can't connect with him because he's thinking differently than I do? How do our political views, how are they connected to what you described as two opposite different forces in nature? What's the connection? Because it's ideologies. It's the way I look at life. It's the way I want to manage my life, the way I want to manage human society. Only I don't really see a big difference between them. In my eyes, they're both capitalistic, right and left. I lived in Russia during socialism, and when I came to Israel, there was the Israeli socialism here, and I don't feel that there's a big difference between here and there. Maybe there, there's maybe a stronger, more aggressive regime, and maybe here it's less aggressive, but it's the same ideology. And I didn't see big changes on the one hand. There were the Mapai parties and Mapam and then the Labor Party. Ben-Gurion was no longer in power. And Golda Meir, and so on. Meaning, I saw that it's the same attitude as in Russia, where I saw that nothing's going to come there as a result, either. Not that I'm in favor of the capitalistic approach, but I'm saying that both of these attitudes are capitalistic, only more or less conspicuous. And Bala Sulam, he also writes, what does the ordinary citizen care whether he's driving, whether he's riding in a train that belongs to the country or it belongs to some rich person or a rich private company? He doesn't care. The main thing for him is to correctly use all the services which that company could put at his disposal. And when you look at the Israeli society, do you see a division of right and left connected to that division you talked about? I think that they don't understand it. They think that the right and the left today, it's not against or in favor of different economical issues. Well, we're already past that stage, but it's with respect to the policy, meaning it's political and not something else. During all of the years that the left was in power, I didn't see that they did a lot in favor of the people or something. They're the ones that built the Solel Boneh, Israeli construction company, and other such, like the electrical company, and Tadiran, and many, many others. Such companies which actually belong to them. Kopat Cholim, the Israeli Health Maintenance Organization, and so on. Meaning they also had a capitalistic inclination where they wanted to benefit, gain, succeed, and rule. Especially rule. And this is also what the right wants. I see no difference. The true right and left should be like we talked on our previous talk, that the right is in favor of connection and the left is as if to breach the connection, as if to break it, to rule it out, negate it. But both of them are working together for the understanding, for the recognition of the more advanced reality, which is a greater balance than today, that they both understand that they have to complete each other. And then the game between them is in mutual understanding. And as a result of, let's say, these two parties, they're built that way because that's how nature is divided within it, into right and left, light and darkness, rejection, connection, and so on. And both of them are operating together, where one cannot exist without the other. And this is what we have to understand, that our work has to exist in order to educate the nation and bring them to a level where they will understand how the government should be built, the correct kind of government, where after the right kind of education, where they understand the systems of nature, the systems of the world, the system of the human structure, and not that some socialist or capitalist from Britain composed, he published a few books according to which they learned something, or our professors in the universities where they learn from the mistakes we made in the past, they think they will not make the same mistakes in the future. But the only way to learn the future is if you know the future, for those who know the future, and these are only Kabbalists. And if we learn what they say, then it's clear to us how we have to correctly build ourselves, where society will always prosper and develop in the right way, so that we won't measure the development of our society according to percentages and discernments, which actually do not bring prosperity, but the very opposite, decline and failure. So how can we really reach the right kind of connection between these two ends? Because the opinions are so different and very practical things. I say that their opinions are different because they don't understand what's right and what's left at all. Because there is really a feeling of confusion. It's like the people say that you don't know between the right and left, and it's really so. And we have to learn what is right and left in nature, because we are a result of nature, and it's not that I feel like being like this or like that, and I determine that this is right and this left. No. We have to learn what are the forces of right and left in nature on the still level. Then on the vegetative level, where the vegetative is already the development between the right and the left, some kind of a mutual relation which reaches balance, and the balance is expressed in the growth of the plant. And then the animate level, between the right and the left, the struggle is even greater, as if opposed and acute, but the balance between them is also higher, leading to the creation of the animate body, and then from the animate body, already on a different level, then the still vegetative and animate. Here is the struggle between the right and left. It is a struggle between opinions. It reaches a struggle between opinions. I want to give an example. If suppose in our body, we were responsible for the connection and disconnection of cells, metabolism, heartbeats, or in the lungs, the contraction and expansion, each and every detail. Could our body exist? It would have been in a struggle until it would break down very quickly. So, we're in a state where we have to put together such a system of right and left and reciprocity and mutual consideration and connection, inclusion, up to what's called love, meaning which is the complete inclusion, in opinion, understanding, feelings, all of our desires, in everything there is between all of us people. This is how we have to build ourselves. It's very, not that it's hard work, but it's we don't even know how to turn to it. But this is what we'll have to do. And this is how we build the human. Because just like nature is balanced on the levels of the still vegetative and animate, the following development demands of us to build such a system, mental, intellectual, what we'll call spiritual, so that we will be balanced in it, all of us together, and each of one of us inside himself, and towards others, and towards himself. This means that we build the human, that Adam, who was Adam HaRishon, like we talked on our previous shows, that we have the preparations for it, which broke, and we have parts of it. We have to put these parts correctly together, the right and the left, and the left and the right. Like from the very first particle of creation, we consist the elementary particles, the electrons, neutrons, protons, and there are a few hundreds of these parts, and then out of them we build atoms, and out of them molecules, and from molecules bigger parts, until we build organs, and out of the organs we build a body, and we have to build all that according to that very law of balance. It's, I don't know how to maybe explain it, to form it against your eyes, but this is what we have to do with ourselves, with our internality, meaning with our mind and heart, with our desires and thoughts. Maybe giving a more concrete example from what people think. There are people from the left side of the political map think that we have to turn to political resolutions with the Palestinians and reach peace this way. And there's the right that think that we have no partner and we have to strengthen ourselves, extend the settlements, annex territories, and this is the right way to live here. How, from these two so opposite opinions, can we reach some kind of an inclusion, understanding? Can you give an example? I have no example. I explained everything. I explained that without the education of both sides, we give no tools to any of the sides, neither to understand who and what they are, who and what should they be, how to approach the other side, and try and achieve balance between them. And afterwards, when they're all in balance, that means that the balanced people of Israel get in touch with someone on the other side that wants balance too. Meaning, in order to connect to the Palestinians or other Arab countries or whoever hates us, we need, first of all, to reach balance among us, along with it, in parallel, to publicize the method how to reach balance around the world, so it will be appealing and more or less clear to everyone, because the world is suffering and will take interest in it, what's coming out of the Jews. And especially we have to set an example within our country. How do we reach balance between us? And this example, it has to be appealing and clear to them, which is called to be light unto the nations. And then we reach each and every nation and also our neighbors. We come to them and we say, we can make the same balance among you and with us, and that's called peace, and not the peace that they're thinking about, that it's some kind of Oslo agreements or in the UN or some other place where we put our signature on it and it's worth nothing the same day, but we do it under pressure of different countries that are also in different wars and disputes between them, open or concealed. It's not balance or peace. There has to be balance between the parts, which are both working reciprocally, ceaselessly in their mutual development towards the future, more and more balanced state. And every time they have differences in opinion, but every time they know how to balance them, how to advance by them, because everyone got the method of education which brings them to balance, and then they understand each other and what each adds to the other, even though that he is opposite. And this is how you reach balance called peace. What does it mean that he adds, even though that he is opposite or opposed? You said that the first step is to create balance in Israeli society. So suppose Tal is right wing, I'm left wing. How, despite the differences in opinion, do you create something good? Because today, these differences create an ever-growing hatred, like two nations in one place. Because you're looking at these differences not as a means to achieve balance. How do you achieve balance through differences in opinion? No, this, you have to learn how to do it. I can't do it here. You have to learn how to do it. We need for them to understand what is creation, the purpose of creation, correction of creation, what's our place in it, how do we take upon ourselves this entire path, what's our part, the part of the people of Israel compared to the part of the nations of the world. They have to know all these things. How will this influence my political views if I'm right, she's left? What are political views? How to build human society, our society, right? In the state of Israel, to reach peace, security. Otherwise, why are you building society? In order to reach what? If you want to reach a better life. To reach a better life. You think that this is the way to do it. I think there's another way to do it. Exactly. And how will we be able to find a solution, because there's nothing on the horizon? Because neither you nor I know the laws of nature, and each one of us builds what he feels like. One likes Jabotinsky and the other likes Ben-Gurion. And this is how the struggle begins. Where is it taken from? This took a bit from Marx, this took a bit from someone else. And then, of course, you get nothing as a result. Each country has its own politics, ideology. No one knows what's right, and everyone falls into a crisis. What's good about the current crisis is that it's becoming global, that we draw a line under the entire human development, and we say, that's it, that's passé. It's not giving us anything, it's not leading us anywhere, we were wrong big time about everything, we have nothing, and maybe at the end we'll also have a world war, so that we'll end it all on a high note, to say, that's it, we ended, we have completed a special, unique, smart human development, where finally the human species can say that they're worse than animals, because animals, they're operating within nature instinctively, automatically. And humanity thinks that it's above nature and therefore is wrong on each and every step, with its animalistic even lower than an animal mind. Because an animal, it operates within nature. It's never wrong. A person's always wrong. Why? Because he doesn't act according to nature. So, if we do not acquire the laws of nature, we will not know what do we have to do according to those laws, which each animal knows them instinctively, what and how. I see dogs. When you take them on a walk, how they're looking for a certain plant that they have to eat, how they smell each other, they don't need any laboratory, they already understand what's going on with the other, and so on. They have laws, inner instinctive laws, according to which they know how to behave in nature. We're deprived of these laws. We're empty, and we think that we understand. It's a much greater foolishness, and we would have been better off to be animals. So first of all, I have to have a kind of a humbleness to understand that my opinion isn't complete. That's called the recognition of evil. And afterwards, how do we learn the true laws of nature which suit the human level, and how can we implement them on us and make humans out of ourselves?
Okay,
as it says, you are called man when you implement the right laws of nature and the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is exactly what it's intended for. So I understand that one of the laws that we don't understand, and this is why we're wrong, is that justice or the right thing is in the inclusion or the right combination between different parts. This is something that we can learn from nature because it exists also in the still vegetative inanimate. But there are laws that don't exist in the still vegetative inanimate that we have to keep as humans. We don't see them from nature. We have to learn how to derive them from nature, learn them and implement them on ourselves. Okay, I'm a leftist. I'm sure I'm right. Owen, he's a rightist. He's sure he's right. So how, in the solution you offer, can we both find ourselves and be capable of listening to each other that what he says is right and it could be right because I'm saying the opposite of what you're saying? Yeah, so how can we reach a state where we can listen to each other and somehow understand that the answer is between us and not in each one separately? Therefore, Bala Sulam in the Nation newspaper, where he wanted to make this change in the nation, he said that we have to sit and study. At the end of the schooling process, how do we connect the opposite opinions? They won't be opposite, because everyone will be included of the others. You'll learn why does the other think this way, and why do I think that way, and why are we in opposite opinions? I understand why she thinks the opposite, I just don't agree. That means that you don't understand, because were you to understand, you would also agree. I can't agree, I just think that it's a mistake. I can feel each person in Israel from radical left to radical right, sympathize with him, only I think he's wrong. That's not called from the bottom of your heart, that's just words. And if I do sympathize with him from the bottom of my heart, what will be my opinion? You will consist of two, she will consist of two, and then you can connect between yourselves and bring out the middle line. What is that? A part of you and a part of her. So you're saying that there has to be a compromise between right and left. Not compromise, no. It's connection in order to advance to a higher level. We are in favor of progress, only what's going to happen there? And I completely understand the allegory. What's the lesson? Right, left, everything, plus, minus, I understand. What do you do in practice? This I don't understand. Let's take radical right, radical left, because in the middle you have a million different opinions that live in the same country, have to react to the same policy. You say, come to know each other, and you'll find something in the middle. So I understand that you are offering a compromise, some kind of a center. Do I understand correctly? No. So please explain. Okay, in the 2 minutes I have left, I'll explain. I'll be happy to have another 100 shows in order to try and understand it. You won't understand it. This is something that I can promise unless you go into it and learn. I don't call her left and you right. Both of you are confused, and it's not called left, and this is not called right. You have to learn what right and left are in nature. How? By the right and left that exist in nature, can we reach the middle line where there the right and left are connected together, giving one result, like a man and a woman give one result, which is their baby, where there exists both from the father and the mother, he being the baby, being the result, being higher than them on a higher level than them. This is what we have to do, not that you bend her or she bends you, but we have to learn how to come to a connection between us called balance, and the connection between us has to give a result which is higher than us, where I concede something from myself towards her in order to be on a higher level, and she concedes something in order to be on a higher level, where both of us want a baby, we give up many things, or? Yes, yes. So you have to know that this is my future. This is the good that I want. We have to learn. And when you learn, you're then no longer the right where you think one way and she's no longer left thinking another way, but you're already changing. You understand what, according to nature, is called right and left, and then gradually you reach a state where it is possible to make a connection out of it. There are no concessions between the right and left. There is connection. In our world, it does not exist in our ego. In our ego, you make a concession, I make a concession, we get something in the middle, and what we get is, I don't know, the next day, there is no agreement. The right kind, true kind of agreement, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, is where there's your entire part and her entire part, and we have a child in the middle, the third. And in him, we both exist. Try, succeed, reach a better life. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. We'll invite you for the Brit. Thank you, Tal. Thanks for being with us. Together, bearing new life. Till next time, all the best.